The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Rapper Young Thug's attorney has filed a motion to suppress some really bizarre evidence in his trial. So Young Thug is involved in an alleged gang called YSL. They're claiming that this is just his music label, but law enforcement thinks otherwise.
And this has no affiliation with Yves Saint Laurent?
No. Not the fashion label. Kristen.
Okay, completely different section.
Okay, the alleged gang.
Fair question.
I mean, I think it stands for something like Young Slime Life or something like that. It's something.
You're gonna impress me because I don't know.
Nah, they're gonna throw designer handbags at you.
They're going to kill you with fashion.
Y'all. Some hills.
So this is really strange. Dozens of people have been arrested in relation to YSL, this alleged non-fashion related gang.
Got it.
And there's this video apparently of one of the guys apparently involved in this. He got arrested during a religious goat sacrifice, which...
Kathy.
That's just... Sorry, it was so random and unexpected. We went from talking about YSL fashion to a religious goat sacrifice, and I was not prepared.
Yeah, no, you go to jail, and you're sitting around real hard criminals, and you have to say, yeah, I'm here because I sacrificed a goat. That's not going to go over well.
No, not particularly. No. I think this guy got arrested on, murder charges, though, unrelated to the goat.
Well, you'll be fine with those.
Be sure to tell him about that one first.
Yeah, leave with that.
Anyway, obviously, this is really bizarre, because how often do you hear about religious goat sacrifices?
And not often.
Mm-hmm. But it has nothing really to do with Young Thug. It's just this guy who's involved in the gang. But Young Thug's legal team wants it dismissed because apparently whatever is going on in this video, they believe it's going to negatively influence his trial. So they, again, filed a motion to get it completely axed.
But it won't help.
No. He was just denied bond again for the fourth time. But I really want them to release it. I mean, I don't want to see a dead goat, but no. I'm very intrigued. Okay, Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy, she's getting lots of love. She's out on tour with her mom. She's out as one of the official dancers on tour with Queen Bee. And the Ivy League, as Blue Ivy's fans called themselves, they really showed her some love the other day. And it was so heartwarming because she's like, what? She's like 11 years old. She's out on this massive tour. It's got to be nerve-wracking. And they actually chanted her name. It was so sweet. I'm trying to cue the audio.
Blue.
It was so cute. And when she was out on stage, she did this little hair toss through the peace sign. Cute. And you could just tell Beyonce was so, so proud of her. I mean, to go out there and, she's doing her best, but it was cute.
It seems like Blue Ivy is the only thing going well on Beyonce's tour.
Why?
Every week there seems to be another video of Beyonce having to sing to the crew members to get something right because they keep getting it wrong every single show.
Dude, the video of her trying to get somebody to turn a fan on.
Yes.
That was priceless.
So she's in the middle of the show, in the middle of a song, and she's talking to the barking at the crew.
She'll
to
literally
get right.
sing it in the same tone as the song, asking somebody okay, can you put the fan on, please? Yes.
So really, she's running the tour.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay, speaking of another massive, massive tour, Taylor Swift, she was performing in Seattle the other weekend, and apparently the Swifties got so hyped that they triggered seismic activity equivalent to a 2.3 magnitude earthquake. They were dancing and jumping so much, they quite literally made the earth shake. This apparently is not the first time that this has happened. I've seen reports that in 2011, there was something called a beast quake when the Seattle Seahawks, their fans celebrated so much during the middle of a touchdown that it actually kind of triggered a similar situation. But I was having a good time at the Eras Tour, but not that good of a time.
I think it was Marshawn Lynch, right? Made the touchdown. So yes. Beast mode. The Swifties, their earthquake was twice as strong as the football one. I took good pride in that, even though I wasn't there.
This makes me a little nervous, though, that future cities on the tour are going to try to cause an earthquake in their city as well.
Swifties are competitive.
I know they are.
Like, there's a section of the tour, like, it has progressively gotten longer where, like, at the first show, they were just cheering for, like, a minute, and then the next concert was like, well, we're going to do a minute in 1 second. And then by the time it got to my tour, we were, like, cheering for, like, 4 minutes. We're like, okay, this was really great, but now we're kind of over it. So Los Angeles is up next, and I think they're on a fault line. So
No. It should be a silent, like, concert.
Yeah, please do not jump if you're going to the LA tour. Like, no. Okay, his Twitter account was suspended, but now that Elon's changed it to X, he got his account back. I'll tell you what controversial figure can tweet again on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.